This is Wright Brennan with the Lost in the Midlands podcast, brought to you by C. Wright Roofing. And today I'm super fired up to be here with the lady herself, Rachel Williams, the Velvet Edge Salon. She is an entrepreneur, a friend, a networker. She is a total badass. Rachel, thanks for coming on the podcast today.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah.
I'm excited to be here.
And listen, I am fired up to hear about your operations. You've got a legit operation. It's not just you. You got a team. You got a building. You got a real business happening. Y'all do a lot of really cool stuff. And before we get into what's happening now, we do want to hear about your story, you know, your background, kind of what got you. Where are you from, actually?
Okay, so nobody ever knows the town that I'm from, but it's about an hour south of Columbia. The town is Norway. But usually when I say that, people are like the Norway, and I'm like, not the Norway.
So that's the low country, right? Yes. Are we low country at that point? Okay, yes. Yeah.
Country.
Yes. Very cool. How big was your high school?
I graduated with 16.
With 16?
Yep.
Was there a football team?
Eight-man football.
Y'all made it happen. Y'all had all the sports.
We did win state a couple times. We did.
Or were y'all 1A?
Yeah.
All right. I'm giving you a hard time. That's pretty cool. That's a very unique experience. I mean, that's a different high school experience, such a small school.
It is.
That's pretty cool. So you went to high school, and were you in high school, were you thinking, my goodness, I've got this dream of being in the salon industry? Or no, or did it kind of, was that not when this was the seed planted later on?
It's so interesting. I get that question all the time because of my career.
Yeah.
Obviously. And back when I was a little girl, like my family, like they loved picking on me about this, but I like cut all of my hair off. It looked horrible. Like gave myself a complete mullet. Like it was just bad.
Rock okay? and roll.
And they'll never live that down. So.
Was it a punk phase? Were you listening to like punk Green Day?
No, Dares? I was three. Got a hold of some scissors and started chopping my hair. Okay, so no one was watching me like they should have. That's what the problem. So I'll blame my parents, not me. So yeah, there's just always been like that running joke in the family of like, yeah, she's going to do hair or, you know, like that. And then I just realized that I really loved, loved really helping people feel confident, because confidence has always been something that I've struggled with. You know, I have a lot of like things going on as far as like mentally where it's hard for me to be around a lot of people and to really express myself and communicate really well.
And you're in B&I. That's got to be stressful.
It is.
But you come every week. Kudos to you.
It is. I have a little, you know, a slight panic attack before I go in, but it's all good.
You do awesome. You do a great job. I would have never guessed. Keep going. Sorry.
Thank you. So, it's always been kind of a running joke. And actually, no one at my high school had ever even taken, had ever even been able to go to a vocational school because we didn't have that option. And we were the first people to ask why. No one else had asked why. And so my parents were really, really fighting for me to be able to get there. And they really didn't want to have to pay for the college tuition when we got out. So they would rather pay that little bit that you would pay to go to school. So I was actually able to go to a vocational school, and I graduated with my cosmetology license. And so it's all I've ever really known.
Oh, that is pretty cool.
Yep. And then while I was, you know.
All right. Where was that? Was that in Columbia or was that in Lexington? Where's the vocational school?
The vocational school that I attended was Barnwell County Career Center.
Barnwell. Okay.
Mm-hmm. And that's actually the county I live in currently. So we still live an hour out.
Yeah.
But we're not moving. It's beautiful where we live. So I'm not going anywhere. I get asked that a lot.
Well, like you live out in the country, but there's more people in the city. So you commute to work where the business is.
Yeah, and then you go back to the business.
You go back to the peaceful quiet of the, I guess it's peaceful and quiet, but yeah.
Absolutely. It is for sure.
And you graduated vocational school. In vocational school, was there any particular type of work that you were like, ooh, I love coloring? I mean, I don't know much about the salon industry. I'm sorry. But like any particular skill set that you were drawn to?
To be honest, I mean, it was like anything I could get my hands onto. And then there was actually only three of us that graduated with our cosmetology license. And so,
wow,
you know, it was a lot of just like whatever came in to the school, you know, whatever practice we could get, we did what we got handed.
And
so I feel like that really prepared me in a way that a lot of other people don't get prepared, because sometimes that like hands-on opportunity doesn't always occur for a lot of people. So
you guess you got to think on your feet. Like if you don't know what's coming in the door.
Absolutely. Then- Not even on your feet, but like in the moment. Like if you've got something come up and you've got a hair emergency, you know how to handle that and
yeah,
and keep your calm so that, you know, your client's not freaking out. If something's going bad and shouldn't be.
You're freaking out, they're probably freaking out 10 times worse.
Absolutely, absolutely. That's why, like, you know, that's how you learn, though. You learn from the doing and the messing it up and then learning how to go from there. So,
wow. Yeah, that does sound like a great school of hard knocks in some ways, you know. And looks like it was sound like it was kind of a tight group of people. So you got a lot of, you know, just you build a relationship with the other people in there and mm-hmm. You learn a lot probably that way.
Absolutely. A lot of one-on-one. I got to work with a variety of like textures that I would just never typically have my hands in. And that really helped me a lot in my career later on.
Yeah.
And it also made me, you know, not be as fearful of taking on certain challenges as some people, you know, may be afraid of taking on. So it kind of, it did, it built my confidence. And then, so yeah. So I started my career actually at a Great Clips, like right out of school. So I just jumped in and went straight to work.
Awesome.
I was there for like 6 months and I was like, I am not doing any more 13-minute haircuts. This is nuts.
That was immediately following vocational school.
Yes.
13-minute haircuts.
Straight out of school.
Bang them out.
So I feel like all of that like messing up and a lot of messing up and fixing it is how I got to where I am. And to be honest, that's what makes a really great hairdresser is the ones that know what not to do. And most of the time, you know what not to do because you've done it. So
if you're going to make any mistakes, make them at Great Clips. What a great place.
That was my thinking. So it's like now we can have that luxury experience without the 13 minutes, without the, you know, the product sales being pushed, without all of those things. So I just really wanted to be able to create a place where it was just not.
It wasn't that. Yeah, I mean, I imagine Great Clips has got its own culture. So what's the next part of the journey after Great Clips? Was this when you're like, you know what, we're going to open up shop? Or was there a intermediaries thing? Or
so actually, I had a friend that was working at the Velvet Edge at the time. So the Velvet Edge has been open for 11 years now. And
cool.
I had a friend that she went to church with me. We were friends growing up. And so I actually shadowed her one day and I was like, this is so fun. Like, I want to do this.
Yeah.
I want to work up here. I was like, my job? No. This job was fun. So that's kind of where it started. And then from there, I started shadowing and I felt like I was just learning so much. And I worked for probably the first couple of months just like strictly as an apprentice. And I was like, I will take the education as my pay. Like, I don't even care at this point. Like, you've got it going on
really
and
cool.
I can see that. And so I'm like, I'll take that as my pay. Cause I believe you can learn from anybody. Like, even these girls that are coming straight out of school, I'm like, I learn way more from them sometimes than other people that have been in the industry. So,
Oh, that's fantastic. I could tell the educational piece. That's, you know, that's a big part of your foundation, you know, learning the skills. And so you went in there, you shadowed. Did you start working? Did you like open up a booth or something? How does that work?
So I started out at commission based.
Yeah.
There's the option in South Carolina. We can do either commission or booth rent. Some states don't even offer the option of booth rent, which I wasn't even aware of that until this year. One of my new girls taught me that. So Pennsylvania, I think, is one of the states that does not offer booth rent, which I thought was interesting.
What's the difference?
So booth rent versus commission?
Yes. How is that different in pay? Like if I'm thinking, you know what, I would like to work in this amazing establishment and I have these two options, which one's going to make me more money?
Yeah. I mean, a lot of that's going to depend on the drive that you have for sure, you know, and the connections that you're able to build with your clients because we are in a connection-based industry, 100%. So if your clients don't trust you and you haven't, you know, shown up for them or if you've done them wrong, like, you know, you don't expect them to come back.
So you get one chance.
You have to treat them right. Yeah. And it's like, I heard this advice a long time ago and I can't even remember who it was from, but it's like the best way to earn more clients is to treat the clients that you have in your chair like gold.
Yeah.
And that has still rang true to this day. I still have the first Groupon clients I took whenever I first started at the Velvet Edge.
That's
so
awesome.
Like, you know, anything can happen and they can stick around forever just because they came off of a platform that might not be, you know, suitable for some people. Cause, you know, we get a lot of, I feel like with discounts and things like that, it can be really like iffy in our industry.
Yeah.
But it helped me grow. It helped me build. And so do I regret that? Absolutely not.
No, that's fantastic. I mean, you treat people like gold, their experience is going to be gold. And, you know, with all the skills you have, I mean, they're going to get a package deal. Mm-hmm. So I'm not surprised at all to hear about how successful you've been in this business. So tell me, so you're in there, you're working, and then what happens is you see a for sale sign. Someone's like, somebody else was like, I can't do this anymore. Running the business, too many headaches.
Kind of. That's kind of how that went down.
Or did I skip? Was that how big is this gap of time that we're...
So there's a pretty big gap in between. A big gap there. So a journey in between that. So the friend that I originally, you know, went to work with ended up going and opening her own place. And I went with her.
Oh, okay.
Helped her open her own place. And
cool.
So I did. I kind of had a little break from the Velvet Edge for a little while.
Yeah.
And then with my foot in my mouth, I came back asking for a job. Because I was like, this is just not the culture that we had built. And this is just not what I originally signed up for.
Yeah.
And I just realized that and I missed it. And so, like, that's why I give everybody a second chance now, because somebody did that for me. And here
I am. That's awesome.
So.
Well, you got to go. I mean, in all honesty, you got to roll the dice. And so, you know, you're not always going to roll a great dice roll.
Absolutely.
You got to keep rolling the dice. So,
especially in business, you know, it's for sure a gamble sometimes.
Yeah.
Especially working with people and different personalities and things like that. It can totally be a gamble.
Because y'all are in there all day long, like kind of like in a tight quarter. So you got to have good chemistry, I imagine.
Absolutely. We see each other probably more than we see our spouses. So that's probably, which I guess most people that have full-time jobs, probably same for them, right?
Well, probably for a lot, but
work with them.
It's still unique. Like, I'm just like in my mind, I'm like, y'all are all in the same room. The customer comes in for 30, 45 minutes and he's gone, but you guys are there all day long.
Yeah. So like staying busy and things like that, like there's always something to do. Like there's never not something to do.
Right.
Cause I'm definitely one of those people that just always has ideas. And so, I remember telling someone one time, like, I'm scared that, you know, someone's going to take this idea and just run with it before I get a chance to actually, like, you know, fulfill it. And, you know, she was pretty much like, well, you're really great at coming up with ideas. Like, those are going to always come up.
Yeah.
You're going to have more than those. Like,
it's
not the only idea ever, Rachel. Like, just do it. Try it. Like, because the worst thing that you can do is just sit there and be paralyzed and not do it. So
100%.
That's a lesson I'm trying to, like, really, I'm trying to get through that because it can be hard. It can be hard because you want to gatekeep the things you work hard for, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. And you feel like I have a similar mind type, I guess, the way I think. I have tons of ideas. And I think that some of them are really great. Now, some of those ideas that I think are really great, they're actually really terrible. So
probably same for me.
I definitely get stuck in like, oh, should I try this idea? Should we do this? Blah, 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 blah. I mean, I know where you're coming from as far as ideas just spinning out of your brains.
That and the what if. You know, running every scenario you can.
Yeah, yeah. No, I can relate. It's, you know, anxiety can be a real killer as an entrepreneur.
That's fun. It's really fun. Yeah. It's like, pick this job if you want to be anxious all the time.
Yeah.
I picked that one.
It is. It is a stress test being in business. So, you know, but it's good. Iron sharpens iron, or what they say, forged under fire. You know, if you're out there doing it, then you're just becoming a better person. So, kudos to you for taking the hard road. Seriously. All right. So you're back at the Velvet Edge.
Yep.
We're back.
Years
what
later.
Year is this?
Years later. So let's see. This would be.
This is Wright Brennan, the owner of C. Wright Roofing. When it comes to the maintenance of your roof, you want to know that you have an experienced team that knows what they're doing. And with 10 years in the business, we check all the boxes. Leaky roof, storm damage, or just overdue on maintenance, give us a call at 803-828-4181 for a free estimate. Again, that's 803-828-4181. And remember, our commitment is to roof it the right way.
Okay, 2018.
2018. Okay, we're back. 2018. Mm-hmm. And you're getting back into the groove.
Mm-hmm.
Then what?
So the salon at that time when I came back was fully booth rental. So everyone in the salon was renting their own space. They had their own products. They had their own clients. We didn't have receptionists or anything like that.
Ooh, so that's the difference then.
It's a little bit of a difference.
Well, okay.
I'll kind of come back to it a little bit because it's a little bit of like some tax things too.
And
it's kind of a gray area, which is why I kind of chose not to go that route. And I'll kind of explain that in a, in a minute. But yeah, I came back and we were fully booth rental. And the salon owner at the time came to me and she said, you know, I have this really awesome idea. She's another person with amazing ideas, just always something. And she was like, I want to make some salon suites because no one had those yet.
Yep.
I don't know if you've noticed, those are big, they're everywhere. So she was onto something. And unfortunately, what happened is, you know, when you have a large team of people and you're trying to manage the two, you know, there comes a point where like HR has to become like top of the line importance.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I think that wasn't put at priority at the time.
Yeah.
And so basically we experienced a walkout with that, leaving just her and me.
That happens in a lot of businesses. We've had walkouts here at CRI Roofing in the years past.
I can believe it. It's just, you know, I feel like it's anywhere. And I have to remind myself of that because it does feel lonely sometimes.
Yeah.
You know, it can feel that way. But I've tried to look at it as like a cycle more so than just like they don't like me.
Hey, look, sometimes you got to scorch earth.
Yeah.
I mean, look, just burn it down and start again.
Yeah. Sometimes that is what it takes. And I think that that's kind of where I am at currently.
Yeah.
Because I feel like a lot of things I've been doing this year is just to regain control. Because there was a whole year, like this whole past year, since I bought the business, I've been really like trying to stabilize everything back. Yeah. And then now I finally am feeling like I have a full grasp of it again and I start something again. But as far as the booth rent versus commission. So booth rental is you have a set amount that you would pay. Basically, you're agreeing to pay a set amount per week or per month, whatever your agreement is. And then commission is they're an employee. So they're W-2'd employees. So booth renter would be considered an independent contractor. But where the gray area comes in is because they are a contractor, they have to give you a 1099 at the end of the year, and you are the business owner.
So it sounds so similar.
It's kind of weird, isn't it?
It is weird, yeah. It sounds like when, you know, in roofing sales, like if you hire a sales guy, there's this big like, oh, should you hire him 1099 or W-2?
Right.
Like, and then there's like this control aspect, like, well, how much control do you have over them?
That's essentially the probably the biggest piece is like the amount of like control you have over your employees and things like that.
Yeah.
You know, if you want a team that you want to be there for meetings and things like that, like a commission-based team is probably more, you know, what you would be looking for. And if you were looking to be more independent, which everybody seems to be doing that nowadays, is more, you know, booth rent.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to kind of create a place, though, where you're not really feeling the need and the pressure to go to that booth rent position. Because I've been there. You know, I've been there and I've done that, too. And I'm like, you know, there's got to be something where we can create, like, the best of both worlds. Being a mom and, you know, having to divide my time up in so many different ways.
Yeah.
I really just needed to be in charge of my schedule. I really needed to be in charge of my income.
Yeah.
And to not have to worry. And so staying with the previous owner at the time to rebuild, you know, I was looking at it as, okay, there's going to be stability. You know, I didn't have any kids yet.
Yeah.
I think it was right before I got pregnant with my son. And so I was like, we know that we're wanting to grow a family, things like that. And so I was like, stability is number one for me. And absolutely, you don't have that in this industry. Yeah. So that was the biggest pull in for me. And that's why I stayed. And then here I am 5 years later, and I have a 5-year-old and a 3-year-old and a salon.
Congratulations. Holy, so you've been the owner for 5 years?
No. So that was when we kind of rebranded everything.
Yeah.
We rebranded everything in like around 2020.
Right.
Because that was around the time we had that walkout. And so we've been rebuilding like the foundation and the structure really from that 2020. Like the education program, I came up with it from my head, like like out of scratch. Like everything has been, there's so much poured into this business.
Awesome.
And so I'm really proud of it. And I think there's a lot of times that I beat myself up and I shouldn't, because there's a lot of work that's gone into it.
A reason to be proud, no doubt. All right. Tell me a little about your clients. Like who's coming in? Like we doing weddings, we doing like, you know, guys like me, everything in between. What's going on?
Yeah. So currently I am working on a couple different methods that I would like to trademark. So
cool.
I'm excited about that.
That is exciting.
I started the process, so that'll be something to come.
Now, when you say methods, give me a little bit of the end. Like, what kind of, you know, you don't have to tell me all the secrets, but.
Yeah. It's an extension method, a hair extension method.
Very cool.
So it's very specialized towards women with either postpartum hair loss or, you know, thinning around the hair, around the hairline.
Yeah.
Sorry.
That kind of goes back to maybe the confidence building part,
absolutely.
Does it?
Absolutely, and that was another thing. It's everything that I do is just as thought out as I can make it.
Yeah.
I'm also super ADHD, so I try to think it out all the way, and if I don't, I go back and think it over again, even if I think I'm done with it.
Yeah.
I need another set of eyes. So I've got that coming. So we do extensions, we do bridal services, and then we do hair coloring services. We do have a couple little things that we do, like brow waxing, brow tinting, things like that, that we have in the salon as like add-ons.
Cool.
And we carry Moroccan oil products. So we really have been liking those so far. We started using those probably about a couple months ago.
Yeah.
Loving it so far.
So if somebody is out there, I'm such a knucklehead when it comes to like, you know, keeping up with your hair. they're listening to this. And let's just say they want to get a back to school haircut. Mm-hmm. Would you guys be able to service this client, or would that not be a great fit for you guys? Like a 16-year-old guy or girl or somebody, you know?
So I would say our target market.
Is it more adults?
Give me a stressed out mom with some gray hair.
Okay.
That's my target market.
Okay.
Yeah. I like to be there in those moments where, you know, in a woman's life, you know, there's a lot of times where we're having to recover from things. And a lot of times if that's postpartum, there's just that moment where it feels really lonely.
Yeah.
And so just being that other person, because sometimes it feels, you know, like you're by yourself.
Yeah.
So, you know, instead of them feeling so isolated, I try to do my best to like,
wow,
help bring that confidence back and, you know, give them something back that they feel is not there anymore, because it is kind of like you're grieving like your old self a little bit, because you don't look the same, you know, you're not the same after.
My goodness, you get a whole therapy session.
Yeah, you come do. In and you like, do.
What an awesome service you guys are bringing to the community, because I mean, there's no lack of stressed out people here in America. Yeah. I mean, my God.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, very cool. And what are some of the product elements? You mentioned you got Moroccan products. Like, this is like hair gel, or what is that Moroccan stuff?
So Moroccan oil is a product line that we just started carrying this year, and it was actually launched by someone that is not even in the hair industry. She went somewhere and got like a Moroccan oil treatment done and was like, I love this stuff. I like want to be have a piece of this.
Yeah,
and
this
so
will
she
sell.
Like bought in. Yeah. And so I think it's really cool, and that kind of speaks for itself that like the customer is the one that bought in, not a hairdresser. Because I think a lot of times too, that can be like a thing where it's like, you know, only use professional products because we tell you to. Well, guess what? She's wasn't a professional, and you know, she loved it. So I feel like it's a really rich product, and a lot of the bottles are even an amber color to help with UV protection. So they put a lot of thought also into their branding and things like that. They even have their own hex code. They have their own hex code for their color blue that they use because it's very specific.
Wow.
And they didn't want any, manufacturers to have it off at all. And so I was listening to a podcast the other day and heard her say that. And I was like, that is really interesting. Never heard of that.
This does sound like a special product.
Yeah, it's cool.
Fantastic. Well, what about somebody, some up and coming, you're looking out at your field of people coming in who are trying to do the work. What advice would you give somebody who's coming up in the ranks?
Do the hard things at the beginning.
Yeah.
When it sucks. And do it and do it and do it and do it until you are out of the weeds. Because I feel like that's honestly what makes a good hairdresser. That's what builds that perseverance. That's what also shows, consistency.
Mm-hmm.
It gives people a chance to see how serious you are.
Yeah.
And so if you're willing to jump in there and do all the hard things that other people aren't willing to do, then you're going to stand out no matter what. And one of the things I like to tell my team is, I have some stylists come to me and they're like, I'm just not a people person. And I'm like, guess what? I'm not either. I thought I was my whole life until I realized I was just masking, talking just to cover the silence. So I'm really not as much of a people person as I may seem to be. But with my job, you can see my passion come out as far as helping people.
Yeah.
And so, as far as as far as that, I feel like we try to be helpers for each other.
Yeah. Man, so many layers to your business. I'm so glad we are having this conversation. Now I know way more about what's happening.
I only got a one-to-one.
At the Velvet Edge. Yeah. No, I mean, this is powerful stuff. The difference that you're trying to make, I can see how effective it probably is to somebody who's stressed out. They want to look better, have more confidence. You guys can come in and make a big impact on their day to day. Super cool. What's changing in the business? What industry changes are coming up besides Moroccan stuff?
Yeah, well, Moroccan oil has been around for a while, but they did just come out with color. So we've been using their color line. So that's been really exciting. I've loved their color line so far.
Yeah.
I'm not fully behind the chair, so I am a little bit, but not a ton, because there's just so many other things I'm having to do, with the business. So I'm out doing one of those things now. So with me not being behind the chair as much, I don't, get as much of the, responsiveness for that is, one of my girls would have for you. But the color has been great. I've loved it so far, and I've loved all of the products.
Okay.
And they have, they've flown off the shelf. So
that's fantastic. That speaks to what a great product it is. People keep buying it, eh?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But I would say, as far as the industry, what would be changing? We have a lot of, it's what we call the great divide right now in our industry. We have all of our old school hairdressers and all of our newbies. And they don't like each other. Because guess what? Some of those old school hairdressers just have a way of doing things. And our newer girls, a lot of them, they know so much coming out of school that a lot of times they will lack some of the soft skills, just talking to people, feeling comfortable, face to face, with eye contact, things like that. Whereas our other people, it's not been as hard, but I think COVID has really had something to do with that. Cause we're seeing kind of that era of people come through, or that group of people kind of come through the workforce.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it's been really interesting to watch that behavior with the team. Cause if you analyze it for a while, you really can see there is a consumer, or there's a pattern, with even your employees and your consumers. So it's cool to start finally seeing that.
Yeah.
So that would be one thing that I feel like for me has really broken through this year is finally starting to see a pattern.
Well, COVID, you know, I don't know how many positive things it did to the world, but
we survived it.
We survived. Well, that is true. We survived.
And
that's
our,
true.
Our salon survived it. I mean, that was
congratulations.
And you know, I wasn't running it at that time because I hadn't bought it yet. But the, you know, the previous owner, kudos to her, because that was scary, you know. Here I was at home pregnant and wondering what was about to happen with the world. And the day we were finding out our gender for our son, they like were like, no, Josh, you can't go up here. And so like we had to like see it over FaceTime. So yeah. Like our world was just flipped, which everyone's was, right? So it really did. It forced us to be innovative, which good thing we're creative.
Yeah.
We had to come up with, you know, a way to be essential for people, and we made it through it. So that was, I would say, if, you know, if that's not a testament to how we run things, then I don't know what it is, because that was months there where we were like not able to do anything, you know?
Yeah.
And we survived. So.
Yeah, no, that is really awesome. And I'm sure those were some scary days. You're sure. Like, are we gonna
don't want to go back?
Well, maybe you, I guess you just keep thinking when everybody comes back, there's gonna be a huge boom of people because everybody's hair is gonna be ready to be addressed.
Yes, and a lot of people dropped because a lot of people got scared, and it was the people that stayed that got the business back. So, like, standing strong in those storms
paid off.
Is super important because they're gonna go somewhere.
That's
you gotta
right.
go somewhere when they when the floodgates open back up. Yeah. You're right. So, you know.
Where can people find you guys if they're interested in stopping by the shop?
Yeah, so we're located right off Lake Murray Boulevard, but we are kind of tucked behind Irmo Eye Center.
Okay.
Yeah. It's
downtown Irmo?
Yep, downtown Irmo. It's over where they're kind of, you know, they're rebuilding up that side of town, I think.
Cool.
They're doing a lot down that way. And again, since I'm not really from the area, I'm like learning as I go, like what's going on. But I think they are like rebuilding some of like downtown and things like that. So we're really close to that. But we aren't like visible from the road. So if you ever stop by, we're on Lake Murray Boulevard, but we are right across from Bellacino's. There's a road right across from Bellacino's.
Okay. I know right where that is.
That'll be an easy way to remember.
Fantastic. All right. Now, if they want to call in, what's the number?
Yeah. 803-834-6304.
Fantastic. You guys got social medias?
We do. We do. Everything is at the Velvet Edge Salon. We've got Facebook, Instagram, and we even have a TikTok. And my girls are really silly on TikTok. So that's entertaining. If you get a chance to go check that out, they're pretty funny on there. And I kind of let them do whatever on there. I'm like, we got to have some kind of humor, you know? So we got all of our seriousness and then we've got our funny stuff. So.
Cool.
Yeah, go check us out.
Okay. Yeah, that is fantastic. Any final message to our listeners?
I would say a message to anybody that's listening to this is
come check you guys out, Juan.
Yeah. Come check us out. A. And B, don't give up when it's hard, because there's been a lot of hard days and a lot of waves that come, and that just happens in business. But you know, like I said earlier, it's like what you do with those waves in the midst of those waves is how you come out on the other end. So, you know, work hard when no one else is.
Oh, I love it. Wise words. That is awesome. And the proof's in the pudding. You guys are doing awesome. Fantastic. Thanks so much for coming on. It's been great learning about your journey. We'll have to catch up again down the road.
Awesome. Thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely.
Hey everyone, many thanks for watching. If you enjoyed this episode, give us a follow and click the bell to stay up to date on future episodes, or click the link to watch another previous episode. Also, don't forget to like, share, and please leave us a comment. We'd love to hear your feedback.